First of all, let's look at the issue of crime numbers. Nobody in this audience surely can believe that our crime rates here are worse than inner city Leeds, Liverpool or London. That is simply not the case. What Humberside does as a force, and I've always praised them for this, they very accurately record crime. Other forces don't record some of the more minor crimes that happen in Humberside. So you've actually got to compare like with like. And if you do that, we are not top of the league table in Britain, as the Tories would claim, on things like violent crime. To look at the issue of police numbers, yes, numbers have dropped in Humberside. Some of that is to do with conditions of employment, such as the removal of housing allowances, which the Tories did. If we then look at increasing those numbers, you've heard Mr. Howd say he's going to give you 150 extra officers on 1997. Now, thanks to the increase in government funding and the precept, we are going to have, probably by the end of this year, we're going to have those 150 officers. And because of continued extra funding from the government, we will have 250 extra officers in 2 years' time. In fact, in 3 years' time, if Labour get in, Humberside will have its biggest ever complement of police officers since it was set up in 1972. That is the reality. Now, another thing I'm just going to throw into this, of course, is before the last election, the Tories had promised to get rid of the name of Humberside from our force's name. That would have cost an estimated £1 million. Now, that would have meant our police numbers would have been rock bottom. Thankfully, thanks to Labour, we got rid of that daft idea. Humberside Police is there. They're getting extra money. They're getting the extra officers. Don't believe what the Tories tell you, because with their £20 billion worth of cuts, don't you believe a word they're saying on this.